All right. Behind every great man, there is a great woman. And behind every great band, there's a great producer, great writer, and great keyboard player. And Mark Avsec is all these things for Donnie Iris and the Cruisers. And he's joining us here on PTS today on the Double J Show. How's it going, Mark?
Good. Nice to be here. Thanks.
Yes, thanks for helping out. Mark's been great. I've been on my weight loss odyssey.
And right. How much have you lost now?
Yes, that's a good... Yeah, we'll bring that up. We haven't mentioned that yet on the show. I weighed in, and this week I lost 2 pounds, which brings the total to 160.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And like I said, I got into Donnie and the Cruisers music, and Mark's the man behind it all, and it really inspires me, and it just gets me pumped up, because when you're exercising out there on the track, you can't, you know, I need the music to fuel me and get me going, so
mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
It's quite an accomplishment. Good for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, I don't know, it seems like you kind of enjoy being behind the scenes, maybe doing the production work. What aspect of music do you like the most? Do you like the performing? Do you like the writing or the producing? You wear many hats, so.
To me, the writing and the producing goes hand in hand, and that's what I like the best by far. I like doing shows, but I recognized, you know, kind of early on in my life, you know, everybody's got their strengths and weaknesses, and I just really wanted to write songs and produce, and, you know, Donnie and I are like, you know, we're kind of like the perfect team together. I do like kind of being behind the scenes and working that way. And
right.
Donnie, of course, is so good at being out in front, and I could never, certainly never do that. I couldn't sing like he could, and then I just don't feel comfortable doing that. I guess there's sort of a shy nature to me, so you know, I got a lot of cobwebs up there, so I just kind of, you know, where he really relates to the people so well and all that stuff. So we're a good team that way. And of course, we got a great band too that
oh, definitely
complements everything. So it's been, you know, it's been a nice thing for us over the years. I'm glad we're still together and all friends and still playing shows and still recording.
Right, so you met Donnie in Wild Cherry, and
right,
and you guys, you were nominated for 2 Grammys with Wild Cherry. I've been meaning to ask you, did you go to the Grammy Awards? Were you actually?
Yeah, played on the show. Went to the Grammy Awards.
Well, you played on the Grammy.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. What was that like for you, being just a music? You know, I mean, if you play and produce and write music, I mean, do you feel like, wow, I've made it here. Here I am at the Grammys, or do you just not think much about
it? It was definitely kind of a thrill, for sure. I mean, because especially when you're younger like that. I mean, and you make some decisions in your life to do music full time, and by doing that, of course, you make decisions not to do something else, and you're not sure if it's the right decision, but you give it your all, and then. You know, to be on the Grammy Awards, I mean, it's a lot of luck. And I got to tell you, it's not like I had all that much to do with Play That Funky Music, White Boy. I was just in the band. I mean,
right.
You were
itching to create, as what it seems like. I'm reading into it. It seems like you were itching to create, and that's why you left that band, and you left the Breathless also.
Well, you're right, I did leave Breathless for that reason, although technically, I mean, with Wild Cherry, you're right, I was itching to create, but Bob Parisi, who was the lead singer and writer of that band, he
right.
obviously did a good job, certainly with respect to that song, and honestly, I kind of learned how to, you know, I was watching a lot then, and I wanted to write and all that, but I kind of learned a few things about making records through that process. Wild Cherry, I left basically, I mean, the band was starting to disintegrate, although it did carry on for some time.